Now, there's a couple of reasons. There's a couple of ways that we know that there had to have been these copies. The least of which is this: when Jefferson comes in on his white stallion and hands the piece of paper over to the Continental Congress and they order it to lie on the table, they. And then it's debated, which I'll get to in Adams' letter in just a moment here. It's Adams versus Dickinson, basically. And then it's voted on the 2nd. After it's voted on the 2nd, there's one more day that goes by. It's a Sunday. And then Adams says, hey, we need one more vote on this because the vote ought to be unanimous. So that's where the whole story of Caesar Rodney riding in out of the rainstorm and all this comes into it. It's all in my movies. Go buy them. Look. 75-80% off Road to Independence and Pages of Independence as downloads and CD copies. MikeChurch.com/shop. Y'all don't start shopping, even though we had a great Golden Truth ticket sale, lights may not come on in August. Seriously. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Okay. So let's continue. So Jefferson's original document has, like, I think it's 81 charges against King George III. 81. The final copy has 37. Where did the other 40-some-odd or 44 go? They were edited out. How could they edit them out? Well, they voted on each one. That's in the record. How could they vote on each one if they didn't have something to read? If they weren't able to actually see. You see, now, this is a project that no one pursued until a professor at Lee and Emory University, Wilfred Ritz, and after the 1976 Bicentennial Project and the publication of that book that I just showed you, Ritz looked at the book, and he had another document that someone had sent him, and he went, wait a minute, that can't be the first copy. There had to have been other. Anyways, it's a magnificent little historical treatise and story. I find it wildly entertaining, and I find the discovery of this stuff wildly entertaining. I'll give you a couple of things that are in the movie that no one's ever bothered to portray or to dramatize before. For example, we all know that when Dunlop actually did make his broadside, and that copy started being distributed around in the colonies, we all know that there were many public readings. They'd gather all the townspeople together, and somebody would hold the thing up, and they'd read it, and everybody go, yay, we're free. The first one occurred. Where would it make common sense that the first one would occur? The Philadelphia. What day do we have that John Dunlop issued a copy of the Dunlop broadside, the first one, for Congress to look at and go like, yeah, it's okay. We looked at it. You can go ahead and make strike off 150 copies or however many. Wouldn't have happened until July the 6th. All right. Why are there three firsthand reports of the thing being read on the afternoon of the 4th? Hell, the vote hadn't, the July 4th vote hadn't even been taken. How could it, if he had voted on it, who could have possibly been reading what? Printed, draft, copies. That's why. So that's mystery number one. Mystery number two.